ගරු හරිසන නානායක්කාර ඇමතුමා විනාඩි 15ක් කාලයක් ඔබතුමාට.
ස්තුතියි ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි. දවසම මහන්සියෙන් හිටියට පහුගිය විනාඩි කීපය තුළ ඉතාම රසවත් කතාවක් අහන්න ලැබුණා. ස්තුතියි. කෙසේ හෝවා ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි, first of all I would like to thank Honorable Sridharan for this adjournment debate, a very timely and an important matter. We as the NPP regard this topic very highly and timely with the UN session on human rights in Geneva. You will see that our benches, there are 6 to 7 ministers waiting to cooperate and support this topic, and our MPs are here. So I believe there are about 9-10 MPs representing the north and perhaps the east. So I thank you, even at these late hours, for being here. I would have thanked the main opposition SJB if at least one of them were present in the chamber. They are not. So even when I look at the speakers list, Honorable Chairman, out of the 19 speakers from the opposition, there were only 3 MPs who were non-Tamil or Muslim. There were only 3 MPs. Clearly, the SJB thinks human rights, yeah, junior MPs, and they're also junior MPs. And out of the 3, 2 didn't even come to speak. So obviously, it's clear what the SJB thinks of this topic. They think human rights is a problem for the Tamil people and the Muslim people. We are the NPP. Look at our speakers list, all inclusive, very attentive, because we understand human rights from the perspective of human rights. I should not be disturbed, Honorable. Further, I am very glad that there are certain members of this parliament who are doctors in hospitals. So the people of the north decided to make him an MP, which is very good, because if he continued as a doctor, it would have been disastrous for the patients. So, right. So, anyway, Honorable MP, so in that sense, we thank the people of the north for sending him here. Right. Only we have to put up with some nonsense, that's all. Right. Nevertheless, the concept, I heard the speakers today. I heard you all with my ears, with my mind, and with my heart. So I would say, I will not paint all MPs of representing Northern Province with the same brush. True. So you spoke the truth. You raised the concerns. But I cannot but help to say, some of the narratives are too old. Even all the speeches put together, the narrative was simple. This Sinhala government is racist. They are not helping the Tamil cause. Now, this narrative is false, because this would have been very true with previous governments, but not the NPP, because we are all inclusive. We are all inclusive. We consider human rights of nobody to be discriminated on the basis of their gender, race, class, religion, or disability or age. We want to have an inclusive society, and we have extended the hands of friendship to the north long time ago. And the northern people also extended their hand to us on the 21st of November last year. And we will not let that hand go. So therefore, while some MPs exercise their vocal cords not to speak word but to spit venom, racial hatred and venom, I think it was correct when, I mean, the Honorable Bimal Ratnayake, when he said some of the northern politicians, not all of them, some of the northern politicians are more fearful of peace, love and brotherhood and comradeship with the north more than they feared the war, because their racial and divisive politics is coming to an end. They cannot feed on hatred. So I'm telling you, please change your script. Please change your narrative. Even the UN Commissioner on Human Rights, who is in this country, for just merely a few days, saw the progress we have made. Your version is simple. They don't do anything. They don't do anything. I'm saying, yes, there's a lot to be done. Yes, we have not been able to solve all the problems affecting the people living in the north and the east and even in the south. But we have made progress. We have started delivering. At least don't praise us. Give us the credit. Now in page 2 of the Human Rights Commission report, he says, Since formation, the government OHCHR has observed a noticeable shift in discourse among government actors towards more inclusive vision of national identity, although this has not yet resulted in concrete deliverables. True, how can there be concrete deliverables? We have only governed for like almost nearly 1 year now, and we have 4 years left, and we will deliver on all the promises we've made to the people of the North and the South. Honorable Chairman, they say, there's a Vedic saying, I think in Atharva Veda, they said, wars start in the minds of men. War starts in the mind of men, which simply means conflict originates from human thoughts and attitudes before being manifested physically. And it's the same line they used in the UNESCO Constitution in their preamble. So if war's going to start in the minds of men, or people rather, the peace also must be built from the mind and hearts, not on law books. And the National People's Power has embarked on that difficult and challenging journey. There will be no war, no conflict ever based on racist politics, never in this country ever again. Also, if I may say, we have made progress, but however, I'm going to ask a few questions from honorable MPs who said we have not made any progress. The PETA, the Prevention of Terrorism Act, they use their vocal cords to the highest extent. Oh, this government is not doing anything on the PETA. Come on, unless you are dead from February 2025, you know that we appointed the committee from President's Council, Mr. Vyansi also Kolratna. They met for 14 times. Today is the last day they met. And now that draft is ready for public consultations and to be presented to the cabinet by September. We have done so. So why are still people even today saying this? Also, no, I should be talking about the insane people. Right. So basically, we have started doing that. And why do I ask you to change your script and narrative? Otherwise, you won't have any politics to talk when there's no PETA. We are replacing it with a law that has an international definition on terrorism, and in such a way that the human rights of any person's freedom of expression will not be challenged or harmed. And also, good that some people still pay attention to what I say. Yes, there are long-term prisoners, but there's a problem. That's why I said to change the lenses you watch us, the NPP. Because the long-term prisoner issue is not only under the PETA. Even in the South, there are long-term prisoners with death penalty and life sentence without remissions. It is not a good situation. Us as the NPP, we know it's a problem faced by not just Tamil people, even by the others in this country as citizens. That's why I have appointed a committee with Lordship Justice Turei Raja as the chairman to look into sentence remission for long-term prisoners. So when that is done scientifically and logically, I will be able to present it to the cabinet soon. And then there will be a policy for those who have been imprisoned or incarcerated for lengthy periods, so their sentences to be remitted and in suitable places to end their sentences. So haven't we progressed? Haven't we done enough? Or are you deliberately choosing to ignore what we do? Not the honorable MPs who are here. I know that you all are moderates. But the ones who were spitting racist venom has left the chamber. I just wish they were here. Further, I must here thank the UN Resident Coordinator's Office, who helped us with UN experts in performing the amendments to the Prevention of Terrorism Act, and also for the sentence remission. They are assisting technically by providing us information, and they have offered help. That international help and assistance, we accept. Further, Online Safety Act. Yes, it's an oppressive act. We have appointed the committee, Minister of Justice, Public Law and Order, and the Media Ministry. We are working together to come up with a law to protect individuals from cyberbullying and harm. But in such a way, it will be a law that will never prevent a person from expressing their political thoughts or any other thought freely. But we will bring in this law. It's true, we have not delivered any concrete deliverables. Why? It's only 1 year. But haven't we started? We have done a hell of a lot more than previous regimes have, because we are not doing politics that is thriving on racist politics. Our politics is inclusive. Our intentions are inclusive. Further, this Online Safety Act, we have appointed Viraj Dayaratna as the chairman. The Muslim Marriages and Divorce Act. The committee's meeting first thing next week, because I've sent the letters to the committee, brought them back. There's a draft already, but there'll be a consultation process. This government will never bring in a law to harm any section of the community, right? We will have a consultation process. Already we met a lot of parties, I did personally. We are working on them. So MMDA also, by the time next year comes, that's why I ask you to change the narrative, there won't be much for you to talk if this is the line that you got to be in. What about independent prosecutor? Long before even IMF put it on their program, long before the Human Rights Commissioner came here, we have already appointed with chairman as His Lordship Justice Kodagoda, working to establish an independent prosecutor's office. That was in our manifesto. We are a party that delivers things in our manifesto. It has already started and we are working on it. A little bit speeding up, necessary. But nobody can say we are not in the right direction, which we are. Also, I must tell you that we acknowledge the concerns raised by the UNHRC report. Unlike previous governments, the NPP does not deny or dismiss. We treat this as a call to strengthen democracy, justice and reconciliation. We did not create this mess. The previous governments did. But we surely are going to solve it. We will face the truth with courage. We will not run and hide. Honourable Chairman, the independent prosecutor, I said, not only that. We talk about the South also. The Batalanda Commission report is now with the Honourable Attorney General to contemplate and study on possible criminal charges, which is being worked on. So, has any of these things happened before in the previous governments, what we are doing? No. Now, rule of law. We said we will establish rule of law. Nobody's above the law. I was not going to comment on this today because it's not part of the topic today. But one Honourable MP, I will not mention the name, senior lawyer who was here, he made a remark to the effect that when Mr. Ranil Wickremesinghe was arrested, that the government shouldn't have done that or should have made an exception because he was a former president. The goddess of justice is wearing a blindfold. She's wears a blindfold because the goddess of justice does not look at the social status, educational qualifications, or their pedigree, or their school. That's why we say justice blind. Justice only sees justice. Goddess of justice not playing any games by covering her eyes. So I'm a little surprised that particular MP mentioning that. So the Ministry of Justice, neither law and order, neither this government instigated any of these things. Just like for any other normal person, investigations went on, law is taking its course because we don't interfere with the judiciary. We don't interfere with investigations. We have made the judiciary and the police and investigative authorities truly independent. Is that wrong? Should we make an exception based on the fact of their social status? I doubt it very much, but I will leave it at that. I would have spoken more if that Honourable MP was here, but he is not. Further, I am not denying that everything is rosy. I am not saying our government is perfect. We will make a mistake or two. Talk to us sincerely, openly. We will correct ourselves. The government is new. Our attitude is new. But the defence establishment, the police establishment, they're still old. So there will be isolated incidents. Do not try to portray it as government policy. Do not try to portray it as the government is sponsoring it. There was an unfortunate incident where a Tamil youth died, where a Hartal was held. Even before the Hartal, that army officers were arrested, remanded, and prosecution and action taking place. What is the purpose of the Hartal? Well, it was not a success in the first place. The reason is the people of the North know that we are not racist. So that is not going to work. We will do unlawful arrest. Let us know. We will work on this. Now, is there any government who has released at least over 500 acres or more the land of the North to the people? We have opened up roads. Did they do it before? Why can't any of you say, yes, NPP, we applaud you for the good things, but let's do more. Now, that we like. That we ask you, we invite you to work with us. Work with us to serve the people in the North and the East and the South. Work with us on these things. Now, I will speed up a little bit. Now, recently, there were some returnees who from India. The United Nations High Commission of Refugees have stopped, or at least a letter to that effect has been sent to the Foreign Ministry saying that they are being detained when they come here. The Honorable Minister in charge of Public Law and Order, when we saw it from the Hindu paper, we see it from the Hindu paper, not it was officially communicated to us, Hindu paper, we acted, gazetted, instructed, this should not happen. It was such a technical issue. On Monday, we will be informed in the action of the cabinet. So, haven't isolated incident took place, we did it. Now, when I inquired, the particular letter to the Foreign Ministry has been sent on the 13th of August 2025. They have stopped the flight, which was on the 14th of August. So, none of us received that communication, because by the 17th, it was on the Hindu paper. True, they sent it to the foreign mission, but surely, we are only a WhatsApp away. So I hope our international friends understand that we are here to work together. I mean, we are a third world country. Maybe we may not be as efficient as European governments and the bureaucracy. So give us time and cooperate. So I would say the UN and our international friends, we want your help, we want your assistance, we are open, we are willing to work with you, but be reasonable. That's my request. And also, I would like to say something, that for decades, a lot of Gazans are there waiting to be resettled. I hope the United Nations High Commission for Refugees will look into that matter too and warn Israel that they are being naughty if the situation arises. The missing persons office. True, there were weaknesses. And what did the UNHRC report said about the OMP, which I agree. He says this much. During 2019-2022, the Office of Missing Persons has not clarified the fate and whereabouts of thousands of forcibly disappeared persons, the faced lack of trust from victim and communities. Successive governments, particularly during 2019-2022, have undermined the institution's independence by appointing members lacking credibility and independence, a lack of political will, weak institutional framework, limited resources and capacity to have also prevented the Office on Missing Persons from achieving its core mission. Which I agree, which is true. That's why from the time our government came in, on Monday I'm putting up a cabinet paper to appoint 75% expert panel to investigate expeditiously. That's not enough staff. So a 75-member panel, I'm asking for allocations which my cabinet will give me to expedite these things. ONUR, Office for National Unity and Reconciliation, working with the UN Resident Coordinator's Office and the UN to establish a reconciliation plan and a roadmap. So we are. When it comes to Chemmani, that many people talk about, you're only talking about Chemmani. There are 17 mass grave sites. Currently, the Office of Missing Persons is engaged, assisting effectively for court cases, allocating money, allocating experts. We get cooperation from the ICRC. We are speaking with our foreign international partners and friends to get expertise to help us, because we don't want to cover up anything. For us, Chemmani is important, Matale is important, Port City is important. As long as it's a Sri Lankan and it's a human being, that's our responsibility. Race and caste and religion is immaterial to us. So, I have to conclude because of the time. I just have to finally say, let's work together on this. It's a sincere invitation. What people say and what people actually mean are two different things. Let's do politics on other fronts, but let's work together. Humans are humans. We cannot divide them on the basis of geography. Whenever in the opposition members, some representatives from the north, they say, our people. I say, don't use that term, our people, just to represent your ethnic community. Use the word our people to represent people from the north and the south. We have friends in the north, unlike previous governments. I have friends and family in the north. We walk on the streets. We talk to them. We ask them, what do you think of the government now? They say, sir, not all the problems are solved, but we are feeling positive. We are feeling something good is happening. But we have a lot of problems. I have my members of my family distant in the north. We walk there. Like normal citizens, we go there. We talk to them. When my mother-in-law visits Telipale hometown, we speak to people. They say, okay, you guys are not perfect, but we are happy you're on the right direction. So let me invite you. Let's finish off this racial hatred, divisive politics. Let's clean Sri Lanka means clean mind and heart. we are clean in mind, we are clean in hand. Human rights, we are not just ticking boxes for the UN or the Human Rights Convention. We are doing what we feel from the bottom of our hearts, and we are not ticking boxes. We are not doing this out of fear for the UN. We are doing it because that is the right thing to do. That is what we promise to do. So I invite people from the Point Pedro to Dendera. Let's unite and protect each other's for us, all our brothers and sisters at the end of the day. Thank you very much.
Parliament to Nevata Dedas, 25 September, now and a dinner, Yali Resi.